Good morning. We're considering Chayyadim HaChashabas, Klai Yadal, we're talking about the Malacha of Dosh Schita, and we learned through Simen Zion. We left off the question, the idea of sucking the liquid out of the source, if one should do so. So we said that by Zaysim and Novim, since you're dealing with a concern of Malacha Daraisa, so one should not rely on the heter of sucking. But for Shar Peris, one is allowed to rely on the heter for sucking. So a person wants to do that with an orange, with a grapefruit, etc., one is allowed to do so and not be worried about this. We raised the question, what about a case of a person is sucking wine out of bread? Or one of the Zayin Mashkim, he has olive oil, and he wants to suck some of that out, or he has water and he wants to suck some of that out. So we had a machlokes before whether we look at the mashka, which already had a status of a mashka, which is absorbed into the kvashim and the shlokas, into the bread, does it lose the status of a mashka, and therefore it would not be a malacha to take it out. When one is sucking, we have all of the terem, we have a sharperis. Or do we say that it maintains the status of a mashka, and so extracting it is extracting a liquid from a solid, and it's going to be, so the heter of sucking does not apply. The Chayyim is not very clear on where he stands on that. He doesn't address that. He talks about Zaysim and Anovim on one hand, the Sharperis on the other hand. The Mishnah Berurah says that really the Iker Shita of how we understand Kvashim and Shlokas is that the liquid, it's absorbed in the Kvashim and Shlokas, loses its status of a mashka. And therefore, Mikir, then one would be, that's the Iker of Shita of Sarishanim, one would be allowed to rely on that and squeeze out or suck out the liquid from the Kvashim and Shlokas. We're Machmer, because it is Machlokas, so we're Machmer in a case where one is squeezing let's say, Sarah wants to squeeze into an oichel. So according to the first opinion by the case of Kvashim Shlokas, one can squeeze into an oichel. The liquid inside the Kvashim Shlokas is not a mashka. You're squeezing it from an oichel into an oichel, it's mutter. According to the second opinion, squeezing into an oichel is going to be also because it's already a mashka. And squeezing into the oichel is not going to solve that. The Mishmer is a mashka, the Ikir Psak is one will be allowed to do that. But we're machmer not to do that. But even according to that which we're machmer, when it comes to the case of sucking, which you have the added element of the fact that it's being done in a way which is not the normal way of doing it, so one can rely and be makel. So Mishnah Berurah holds by Kvashim Shlokas, one can do the process of sucking and rely on that lakula. Again, the Chayyim is not clear where he stands. Now, he seems to present the two tzadim as a real machlokes and with a real concern, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, which seems to say the Iker Psak is that it's really mutter. So according to the logic of the Chayyim, where he presents it before, we should have this problem of sucking by Kvashim and Shlokas. So a person has a pickle, which is pickled in water, brine, which has water and salt, etc., but it's primarily water. Now he wants to suck the pickle, suck the brine juice of the pickle into his mouth. One should not do so, but we said just a person would want to do so, a person could stick it inside of the mouth, and that's not going to be any worse than the case of the Zaysim and Anovim, which we said that Mishnah Berurah points out that's going to be mutter to even by Zaysim and Anovim, if the grape is inside of your mouth, the one can suck out the liquid inside the mouth. So a person could put the pickle in their mouth, suck out the liquid, and that's for sure is going to be mutter. According to Mishnah Berurah, sucking out a pickle is not a problem. According to Chayyim, it sounds like it would be a problem. But you have this other eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah to suck it when it's already inside your mouth. The one question which you mentioned, we pointed out, is how does this play out compared to the scenario of a person suckling milk, which we'll see in the next siman. He talks about the melach of cherle, which is a told of dosh, and we know that's not mutter to suck, unless a person is ill. So why is that different? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Poskim say that sucking directly from an animal is not really a full shinui, because that's how you nurse. That's what animals do from animals, and humans do from humans. So suckling directly from the source of the milk is not a total shinui. And that's why over there it's only b'mutter with the makam charli, whereas regards to the malach of schita, the way to extract liquid for schita, for dosh, would not be through sucking. The person extracts the liquid to be able to gather the juice together to have a juice to use. And any person who's trying to do the process of schita to get juice doesn't suck it. He squeezes it out and then drinks some, gives it to other people, etc. But nursing is a common thing. So there is milking, which we milk the milk to use the milk to give it to others, and there is nursing where it's done directly. So it's not fully analogous to our situation, and that's why that kasha is not a kasha on this heter that we're talking about. Have a good day.